can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
An all-out war has been waged against the people by the globalist international banking cartel and those who slavishly serve the consortium and its anti-human agenda. There are many facets of this war, including psychological warfare, whereby a compliant corporate mainstream media pumps out propaganda 24/7 to instill fear within the public mind, to divide and to direct the narrative, to control the perceptions. Biological warfare, whereby untested gene-altering technology is injected into the foolish with no informed consent. People are being coerced into taking the fake vaccines under the threat of losing their livelihoods. When Rothschild Zionist puppet Trumpster initiated his Warp Speed program to fast-track this death serum to market, the left had a hissy fit, and many of the key players, such as Nancy Pelosi, Andrew Von Cuomo, and creepy Uncle Joe, claimed that there would be no mandates.
We will eliminate you.
Shortly after the Democrats seized power, that all changed in this mind game of dialectics. And of course, we crazy conspiracy theorists were warning of this almost 2 years ago.
We will eliminate you.
Information warfare, whereby massive censorship campaigns have virtually destroyed free speech. Big tech has drawn people into its virtual world of suppression and thought control. Why do you think they call it the web and the net? Ideological warfare, whereby anyone presenting information that contradicts the official nonsensical bullshit narrative is at once vilified, canceled, and marginalized. Economic warfare, whereby supply chains have been deliberately sabotaged and manufactured shortages created. Small businesses have been decimated and the destruction of the middle class is unrelenting. This list could go on and on. This is a globally coordinated war against humanity by the oligarchical ruling class, and the time to wake up to it has just about run out. Spiritual warfare, whereby the very things that unite us are under merciless attack. The innocence of the child is crushed in the schools of Marxism that you pay for through the theft of your labor. What is beautiful is contorted into ugliness. What is true is twisted into falsehood. What is uplifting is diminished. What is evil is exalted, and what is holy is cursed and spat upon as we celebrate the very real threat of our own extinction. Death is praised and glorified. The merchants of this poisonous ideology comprise a death cult, and the cult members will willingly drink the Kool-Aid or take the shot. There really isn't even a vaccine mandate. What has occurred was merely a press conference in which the de facto, fake, demented, half-wit alleged president of corporate America demanded that everyone be fake vaccinated or have their livelihoods destroyed.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
The president pedophile, the presophile, is a cognitively arrested dictator wannabe. Dictators, or rather dictators, suffering with dementia are the worst kind. They won't even remember transferring billions of dollars worth of military hardware to terrorist organizations. Business owners are being threatened with huge fines for non-compliance. Currently, the bioweapons are being fast-tracked to be injected into young children. They haven't quite been mandated yet, but in their stupor and thoroughly brainwashed submission, parents will dutifully line up to sacrifice their kids on the altar of Moloch. You know, Big Pharma, to protect a demographic that is barely affected by an alleged virus with a 99.87% survival rate. Complete insanity has now been normalized. The weak and compliant bow in silent acquiescence. The psychopathic devils behind this agenda knew that there would be much resistance to these mandatory injections from those who can still think and are not so trusting of the lying governments and health agencies. Their agenda is to force employers to comply and fire employees who simply wish to make their own choices concerning what gets injected into their own bodies. This has caused massive destruction of critical infrastructures that help maintain a functioning society. Firefighters, healthcare workers, police, military, airline workers, longshoremen, dock workers, truckers, and people in many other sectors are resigning in droves because they refuse to be coerced into receiving the kill shot. Essential workers who were on the front lines throughout the scamdemic have suddenly become non-essential. It's important to understand that this is deliberate, with the intention to bring society to its knees. Now, these corrupted servants of evil are proposing taking away people's disability benefits and removing them from subsidized housing for refusing the bioweapon jab. Purge the undesirables and then destroy the middle class. Get rid of the useless eaters and then enslave those who remain within a digital gulag. In New York, appointed Governor Kathy Hochul fired 40,000 healthcare workers and is seeking to replace them with U.S. military personnel.
I need you to be my apostles.
These frontline workers were praised as heroes throughout 19 months of the pandemic, and now they are having their lives destroyed. Many of them have witnessed firsthand what these so-called vaccines are doing to people, and they don't want to be injected, so they are being terminated. School bus drivers are being replaced with National Guard troops as the militarized police state rapidly unfolds. The hospitals are now filling up with the injected, and as this increases due to the booster shots, there will be no qualified healthcare workers to care for the sick and dying. Crime will increase dramatically in many cities as cops are forced out of work, and what happens when there are no firefighters or emergency medical workers to respond to calls? The military is being deliberately weakened due to these so-called mandates, as many soldiers are being forced to receive dishonorable discharges for refusing the mandated mRNA injections, and the enemy has been operating within the gates and behind the throne for decades. They have shown their hand now, as they are confident that they have won, and judging by the glazed-over, blank stare in the average person's eyes and the infantilized mentality present within so many, they have. We've been conquered, and no one seems to notice or care. This is bewildering to me. It seems as if 90% or more of people are designed to simply be rule followers and are more than happy being told what to think and what to do, falsely believing themselves to be free. Currently, there are close to 100 cargo vessels moored off the coast of California with an estimated 500,000 fully loaded containers that cannot be unloaded and shipped due to the manufactured labor shortage. This is a deliberate sabotage of the global supply chain, a shutdown of global commerce, and it is going to get much, much worse. Already, the empty shelves in stores across the country are reflecting this manufactured shortage. Wait times for offloading of goods are close to a month long. Rail yards and truck lines are massively backlogged, and this is all due to the draconian COVID restrictions. Billions of dollars worth of goods remain stuck on these container vessels, just sitting there waiting to be unloaded and shipped to market. White House prostitute Jizz Bucket Jen Circleback Saki claims that this is due to consumers purchasing more goods and that this backlog is a sign of a strong economy.
Why they can still kill you
to protect more people.
You can tell whenever this shameless twat is lying. It's whenever her lips are moving and words are coming out of that whore's mouth.
Cunt!
It's estimated that upwards of 85,000 containers are stranded off the East Coast near the ports in New York, New Jersey, and Georgia. This is a massive trade embargo, and please realize it is an act of war. This manufactured crisis is, of course, causing hyperinflation as the cost of shipping a container from China to the west coast of the U.S. before the pandemic was around $1,300, but now the cost has skyrocketed 26 times and now costs $35,000. The burden of this hyperinflation will, of course, fall upon the people. This is happening at ports all over the world. Pay attention to the rising fuel costs. Farming equipment and fertilizer shortages could very well cause famine as everything is weaponized. The globalist consortium loves to manufacture famine, and make no mistake, this is all done by coldly calculated design. What happens when hospitals can no longer obtain necessary equipment? What happens when farmers cannot obtain supplies needed to maintain crop production? what happens when grocery stores can no longer get food to stock the shelves with. Brace yourself, we've got front row seats to the collapse of civilization. This is all the result of complacency and apathy, and collectively, humanity has allowed tyrants to rule over them for far too long, and this is what always happens, enslavement.
Why? They can still kill you.
But not to worry. The good doctor, Anthony Fauci, said that as long as you get your 247th booster shot, things can maybe sort of go back to normal. Of course, you will need to wear 19 face masks and avoid all human contact, even if you've been fake vaccinated. That toad is a poster child for the satanic New World Order.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
But hey, if you obey evil scumbags that want to kill you, then I suppose you get what you deserve. The consortium and their foul and subservient henchmen are deliberately destroying society with the intention of rolling out their Great Reset, which is merely a euphemism for technocratic communism. They are dismantling the entire system so that they may rise like a dark phoenix upon the ashes of your broken dreams and the glory that we could have risen to, just as they've done throughout history, century after bloody century. The time to stand up against this rising tyranny and put it to an end once and for all is now. Unfortunately, so many people have had the spirit of rebellion browbeaten out of them and have had their minds poisoned through a lifetime of indoctrination and mind programming. They still believe that governments which they pay for actually serve them and have their best interests in mind, that creatures like Killgates or Fauci would never lie, and that they genuinely care about people's health. Oh yes, they are benevolent philanthropists, certainly not mass-murdering sociopaths.
An epidemic.
The spiritually dead delude themselves with a childlike mentality and believe that pharmaceutical companies are all about health and not generating obscene profits while they murder them, not realizing that Big Pharma creates customers, not cures. They believe that television delivers them the truth and that accepting what they are told in blind acquiescence will lead them to salvation instead of utter oblivion.
Television is not the truth!
They believe that freedom and rights are granted to them by governments and that surrendering their freedom and autonomy will somehow keep them safe. In other words, they are spineless, cowardice fools. Oh yeah, and the Easter Bunny and Batman are real too. The globalist banking cabal is foreclosing on the world, and the price to forgive the debt is the very soul of humanity. The transhuman agenda pushes forward, and so many still have never even heard of that term, let alone understand the implications. Clueless automatons live their lives oblivious to the ever-tightening chains of tyranny that threaten their children's future, and somehow believe that things will magically just get better all on their own, that freedom does not oftentimes need to be fought for, that in this world, blood is shed for the sake of not being a fucking slave. Docility has replaced the spirit of the warrior. The historically ignorant who do not learn from history will always be doomed to repeat it, and here we stand on the cusp of the worst global economic collapse since the Great Depression, only this time it will be far worse because people have become so hopelessly dependent on the very systems that are crashing all around them. They will suffer for their ignorance and unwavering denial. We are about to bear witness to what happens when the people collectively place their faith and trust in man's law instead of God's universal law, and it will not exactly be like Disneyland. On the contrary, it will be a living fucking hell if we allow it. And we will. We repeat the same mistakes throughout the blood-splattered corridors of time. Same old story, eh? There is nothing new under the sun. The philosopher and writer Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who served as a captain in the Red Army during World War II, was an outspoken critic of communism and was sentenced to 8 years in a Soviet gulag for criticizing Stalin in a private correspondence. He was a brilliant writer and has written many pearls of wisdom. He had this warning for America decades ago. I call upon America to be more careful with its trust. Prevent those from falsely using social justice to lead you down a false road. They are trying to weaken you. We can only reach with determination for the warm hand of God, which we have so rashly and self-confidently pushed away. When entire nations willingly submit to evil and tyranny, they will always get the yokes and the chains that they deserve. Through decades of socialist indoctrination, the Western world has allowed themselves to be led down the path of destruction. People have become moral relativists, believing that right and wrong, good and evil, are based on interpretation and not objective morality. And once again, we are about to bear witness to what this collective malaise brings into existence: collapse and ruin. It's happening again. It's Rome 2.0. Solzhenitsyn also said, "We have to condemn publicly the very idea that some people have the right to repress others." When we neither punish nor reproach evildoers, we are ripping the foundations of justice from beneath new generations. In other words, by tolerating tyranny, you are condemning your children to slavery. Unfortunately, this is what we are faced with in the here and now, under the current situation, whether you like it or not, or whether people are even aware of it. Trading responsibility for comfort and the illusion of security will only ever lead to genocide at the hands of despots and tyrants. Where the fuck do you think we are now?
We will eliminate you.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
I need you to be my apostles.
Cods, cods, cods!
Why, they can still kill you. Why, they can still kill you.
To protect more people.
I need you to be my apostles.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor. Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
Television is not the truth.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.